Well, from time to time, we're given questions that we've answered before. I was looking at my, I actually keep all of these. I have this drawer in my house that is starting to get pretty full right now. I think one day we'll just pull them all out and go over them again. This particular question that was given is dealing with Trinity, and if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, we'll try to answer the question. The question is, what does the Bible say about the Trinity? And let me just state this at the very onset, that Scripture actually does not use the word Trinity any more than the Bible uses the word rapture. And the Bible uses the word taken up, which would be the word rapture, but it doesn't use the word Trinity. And the same thing is true with the word Trinity. We understand the Trinity, or the three in one, is what the perception of the word means, that God is three and he's one. And how does the Scripture say this? How does it reveal this to us? Well, in Genesis 1, you see the three involved and the one involved in the creation of the world. And it starts off in Genesis chapter 1 in this way. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it says this in verse 2. And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. So immediately we have now the Spirit of God. Interesting point, if you look at the very beginning in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, and the Hebrew word there is Elohim, created. Elohim is a pretty interesting title in the sense that it has the connotation of plural. So, and yet it has the inference of being singular. So it would be something like this. In the beginning, God, singular, plural, created. This is why Scripture will go on and say, let us create man in our image. But you see, you begin to see the evidence of the three beginning to work in creation as the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. And then, verse 3, then God said, being the Word of God, then God said, let there be light. So now you have the Spirit of God moving across the face of the waters. Now you have the Word of God being proclaimed, thus creating things. There's a great Psalm, chapter 33, verse 6, and it states this, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their hosts. Well, right away you have the Word of God, and then you have the breath of God. The Spirit of God, by the way, Spirit, breath, being the same thing, and the Word of God being the same thing, as we understand in John chapter 1, the Word of God created all things. And now we have to ask ourselves, well, who is the Word of God? And he states very clearly in John chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So what we have are three distinct entities in the Godhead. And yet, as Exodus chapter 20 will tell us, God is one. You shall have no other gods before you. Deuteronomy chapter 6, God is one. Hear this, O Israel. God is one. We understand, according to Isaiah, that only God, by himself alone, created all things. We understand in Isaiah, only God is the Savior of the world. God says, I will not give my name to another. And yet we hear the proclamation, the name Jesus, which means Savior, who came to earth to save man. We must believe and we must understand that Christ is God. Colossians puts it this way in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, in him, that is in Christ, all things were created by him and for him. That text is directly focused on the person of Christ. Hebrews chapter 1, 2 says this about Christ, having made the world through his Son, God establishes. Matthew 28:19 says that we baptize in the name of the Father and in the Son and in the Holy Spirit. In that particular text, you have three distinct roles. According to what I understand, John 3:16, the Father is the giver. For God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son. According to John chapter 5, verse 19, the Son is the one who flawlessly pleases His Father through sacrifice. And His role is to sacrifice for us. According to John chapter 14 and 15, and in particular Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, it is the Spirit who moves and reminds us to walk in the character and nature of the Son. All three of the person of God, all three move us to walk like Christ and redeem us in Christ and gives us the gift of Christ. God is yet one and three in all of these texts. Does it have the name Trinity? No. But do we see Trinity all the way through Scripture? Absolutely. Three in one. Do you know how to explain this? No. And I think you run into dangerous ground when you try to explain the inexplicable. But what we do know is that God is beyond our explanations, and we are so thankful for that, because God is a God that goes far beyond what we could even ask or think or understand. And so we give Him praise for who He is. Father, we give You thanks for Your goodness seen in so many ways. The work of Your hand, the power of Your hand through Your Son, the grace and truth that we have seen revealed through Him, Your miraculous grace and truth even seen in creation, and Your breathing life in our lives through Your Spirit. We give You thanks for Your work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.